you basically dig a little hole in the beach on the sand, and then you lay down where your penis would be over the hole, and then you basically put your penis into the hole, pee, and you're filling up the hole, and you're laying down, and it looks like you're just laying down. No one knows that you're peeing into this hole, and fill the hole, and no one knows you just peed.
Welcome to the first episode of the first podcast starring Lars.
Yeah, it's not the first episode, but yeah.
And Joe.
My name's Lars. Hi. I'm the first host and editor of the first podcast. This is probably episode, 75 now, actually, right?
Or something. 79, maybe.
And with me is Joe.
Hi, my name's Joe.
And I'm Game Master Richard Quiner. I'm not actually on the episode. This is just a gag to confuse you.
By the way, you and Richard should start the second podcast. Like, you branch off on your own.
Yeah.
Me and Richard.
And then tell people that your URL is like patreon.com/T1podcast.
Exactly. Just have like a second revenue source for us. I'm not hearing a no. I mean,
you're gonna edit our audio?
I mean, if you guys happen to decide to do this and produce a good show, then sure.
Do you guys drink iced coffee?
No. What are you, 16 and blonde and a girl?
Because if so, Owen's interested.
Why is that your typo, Owen?
Oh.
Not, definitely not 16. Or even the Starbucks goer.
Other than that, just a blonde female.
I like blondes.
We were talking about podcasting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So your friend's got a garage studio he's looking to build?
Yeah.
So, why do you want to do that?
I thought it'd be fun.
That's not a good reason.
I actually really enjoy. Well, I mean, it's really for fun. I mean, there is really no money in it until you start like gaining a following, right?
And sponsors.
Exactly. So obviously, like my mentality when it comes to going independent is literally for fun until it starts making money.
Speaking of sponsors, by the way, do you want to bust one of them out right off the bat, Joe, or should we save it?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay, which one do you want to do?
Well, I have a question, Lars.
Yes.
And maybe Ohan, too, if you have any suggestions. I'm looking to change my internet service. So I'm sorry. I'm looking to change my cell phone service.
Who are you currently with?
Currently, I'm with T-Mobile, but it's just too expensive.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys knew any networks that were just as good as T-Mobile, but maybe a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay, are you genuinely asking, or is this like a build-up to a joke?
No, I'm asking. Do you know anything that's better than T-Mobile, Ohan?
So,
but that has the same kind of network?
I banded with like a group of three other friends, and we all started a family line together, or a business line together, actually. So I have T-Mobile as well, and I pay like $40 a month.
That's a shame.
$40 a month.
For
that's,
only
that's
$15 a month, you could have gone onto Mint Mobile.
Oh, Lars, you know one?
Yeah, Mint Mobile is a network that piggybacks off of T-Mobile servers. They buy the service in bulk and pass the savings on to you. Plans start at just $15 a month, and I sound super scripted right now, but the truth is, I'm actually a customer myself. I've been enjoying them for several months now. I switched over, and my plan is $20 a month for basically unlimited everything. And it's just ridiculously cheap.
Like unlimited talk and text?
Yep.
What's your data cap until they throttle you?
I'm actually not sure. I've never run up against it, so...
$20 a month? I might switch over to that if I...
Yeah, no joke. Like, I think it's like 8 gigabytes or like 12 gigabytes or something. I don't know. But speaking of which, they actually did just increase their data caps by about 50% this month. I got an email about that, so...
Is it a prepaid service or is it like a contract?
It's kind of neither. You get it for 3 months at a time. So it's kind of like a very small, like, mini contract.
So $60 every 3 months?
Yeah, that's a great deal. That's why I use it.
And they just randomly increased your data by 15%?
Well, it wasn't random. It was very strategic. It was to attract new customers, because it's great.
15 or 50?
50, approximately, across the board. Some of them are 40, some of them are 60.
Oh my gosh, I thought you said 15, and I was thinking, what a great deal, but 50 is all the better.
It is. And if you want to find out more about this and ensure that we're not joking, because we're not, you can go to mint.t1podcast.com. What's the URL, Ohan?
Mint.t1podcast.com. Wait, is there a dot in the middle?
Yes. Mint.t1podcast.com.
Yes, all three of us got it right. Go and check it out for plans that start at $15 a month. Anyway, but you can continue your story now, Ohan. That's fine.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, we were talking about podcasting for fun.
Oh yeah, so but I wanted to do a podcast, like I want to be filmed.
And speaking of film, NordVPN. No, just kidding. We'll do that later.
Oh my gosh! I want it to be more like H3.
Oh,
like that setup that they got. Like I like their setup a lot.
Okay, so you mean structurally with the building, not okay? Because I was gonna say I'm not actually not a fan of the format.
Well, you know, each individual person has their own camera, and then there's the master shot with all four of them on screen.
Yeah.
And I like that. But the problem with that is that you need a switcher operator, you know? You need a control room in order to do that.
Sort of. If you guys all set up on Google Hangouts, you wouldn't have to.
Oh, no, I understand that. I already know about that, but...
Joe, were you okay? What was that?
The way you said Google Hangouts was like, if you guys do it on Google...
Wait, you guys are sponsored by, like, a VPN thing?
Yes, we're sponsored by NordVPN, and now okay. Is as fine a time as any to get into it.
NordVPN is basically the best VPN.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that later.
That reminded me of a supplement company that was trying to reach out to sponsor a Team Liquid called VPN. It was supposed to be like, gives you energy, makes you more focused. Apparently, it gives you blue light protection, but you consume it.
I hear they suck. We have to say that because we're sponsored by NordVPN.
No, but this is not a software thing. This is this is a supplement.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
You eat it and it gives you...
What did you say? It protects you from blue balls?
Blue light. How do you eat and... protect yourself from blue light protection is my question.
From blue balls?
I tried it. I thought I was going to get cancer from eating it, but...
Did you say blue balls?
Joe, no one cares about your blue balls joke.
Rewind.
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants? Ah!
So what's this about blue light protection? What does that mean?
So you know what blue light protection is, right?
No, that's why I was asking, what is it?
So basically, monitors and televisions and phones, they all emit blue light, you know, which is basically like, it's actually bad for your eyes. And typically they have like glasses or they have software that you can download onto your like computer to like turn off the blue lights
on
your monitor.
Flux.
Yeah, like Flux, exactly. I have Flux on my computer and a pair of gunners. But they claim... that it's a consumable supplement that it makes you more focused, but it also gives you blue light protection. Now, how do you consume something that'll give you blue light protection is my question.
Oh, I thought you were asking, how do you consume something? Just, okay.
Hey, Ohan, what do you think?
About what?
Like, what are you trying to convey to us with this?
Well,
are you trying to sell us on this?
No. Team Liquid actually turned the sponsor down, but they sent us like two boxes of like of that stuff. And
so they're not even their sponsor. It's a good thing we're spending so much time talking about them.
Talking about how like sketchy it is.
All right. That's fair.
Oh, okay. So you just like you want to just spend this episode trash talking a random supplement?
Yeah.
Afterwards, we can... No, I'm just kidding. We won't be.
Yeah, I'm just not going to include that part at all. I feel like that would just be bad for your
job.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
So, are you using this product because you feel like it's a good one, or Is this something you're passionate about now?
The VPN thing?
No, like blue light protection?
No, I mean, I use it like when I read forums and articles online just because I don't like reading online on my computer screen usually. So I want to protect my eyes when I read.
Oh, I got a new phone, by the way.
What'd you get?
I got a Huawei Mate SE.
Oh.
It's not like a huge Mac Daddy upgrade, but it's like 10 times better than my old 3T.
Huawei is cool.
I mean, they're spying on us, but I mean, that's fine. I don't care.
My Nexus 6P was a Huawei, the phone that I had before the Asus phone.
Yeah, I had that before the OnePlus.
Oh, yeah. Before it was
great until it was cool, it slowed down.
Before it was mainstream, Lars?
No, when it was cool, specifically. Like, I noticed because it was a popular phone. I'm like, oh.
That phone took a dump after like 2 years.
My OnePlus, to its credit, lasted like a good 3.5 years. I mean, I really enjoyed that phone. But it got to the point where the power button stopped working and the back button just like, it was like a ghost had taken over my phone and kept pressing it whenever, like, just randomly.
Yeah.
And so I had to upgrade. And I like my new phone. I don't know. It's not like a cool gaming phone like you have, but, you know.
Get on my level, Lars. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, can your phone run Crysis?
It probably can.
Crysis 3?
Lars, how's the sex life with the phone? And then afterwards, we'll hear from Ohan and his phone.
Okay. Well, it's nice because I can go on Tinder and stuff. And then, like, it's conducive to my sex life, I guess.
Okay. All right. And Ohan, are you having good sex with your phone?
That's a different question than what you asked me.
Am I having good sex with my phone?
Yeah.
But how do you have sex with your phone? I want you to describe to me in vivid detail.
All right.
Yeah, please go ahead, Joe, and do that. We need some fanfiction here.
So go ahead. How do you have sex with your phone?
Picture the company Asus.
Asus. I thought I called them Asus for a while, but it's actually Asus.
I was making fun of Ohan because he's sexually attracted to technology and phones.
It has RGB lighting and an AMOLED display. How am I not attracted to it?
Exactly.
He's rolling with the joke, so you can't really use it against him anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't really necessarily trust Huawei to, like, maintain itself, like, as long as an Asus phone, because Asus is known for making products that last and actually don't break down. So I decided to... I mean, my motherboard and my PC is an Asus brand, and it's from 2011 and it's still running in 2019.
I mean, I was able to get, like, for the specs, it was only like $200 phone, so I don't really need like a super fancy phone. I already have a really great desktop.
Yeah,
like I don't need the power to play head ball and stuff. I can get by with lesser games.
Any other game would be a lesser game.
Did you see the phone that like can last a week on one battery life?
Yeah, it's called a Nokia Brick, and it's from, like, 15 years ago.
No. I'm talking about, like, a smartphone that just released, like, this year.
No. The Nokia Brick was no smartphone. It was from, like, 20 years ago, Ohan.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a pretty dumb phone.
Yeah.
In the sense of not a smartphone.
I mean, it has Snake on it, but you could have, like, up to a couple hundred contacts, probably.
Snake. What happened? Snake.
Snake?
You were saying, Ohan?
What was I saying?
You were talking about the new smartphone that has a billion
years. Oh, yeah. I was watching Linus Tech Tips.
Ohan, do you have ADHD?
No, I don't. Okay, no, you guys like turned what I was saying into a joke, so I started listening to your joke, and then I completely lost track of what I was saying. I also really have to go pee.
Just take the microphone in with you. We can edit out the pee. Don't worry about it.
I don't think my wire is long enough to go reach the restroom.
There's only one way to find out.
No,
we can take a break. That's fine.
Probably like a 6-foot USB. All right, I'll be right back. Keep talking.
Okay.
Let's not keep talking and trick him.
Let's both not be on the channel when he gets back. I'm going to disconnect and then you'll disconnect and we'll just talk to each other I'll call you on Messenger right now. And we'll just be talking to each other and then we'll do something funny with it, I guess.
There's no way to reliably time that, though. Like, I'm not going to know when he comes back because I won't see his blip.
No, we will, because we'll see his blip move.
We won't see his blip if we disconnect, unfortunately.
Yeah, but we can just wait for him to message us or something, and then at least we'll have his...
What happened?
Craig recording.
God damn it. Okay.
Wait, you just removed Joe? Wait, what happened?
Oh, no, we were planning a prank, but you peed way too fast. Oh. Never mind.
Did you, like, not wash your hands?
I have a feeling that... No, I wash my hands. I have a feeling...
So that was a quick pee.
With... That you're just going to insert, like, urinating, like, audio.
We should. We should do that.
Like, while you guys are just talking and scheming.
That's hilarious.
It's not that weird that that took that short amount of time, Joe. I mean, he probably just peed in the sink and washed his hands. So, like, while the pee was going down the...
Oh, that's gross.
With the pee.
It's sterile? No, it's not. You can sterilize germs, right?
Yeah, pee is sterile.
Yeah.
And it's also stored in the balls.
Have you guys... I want to share with you an observation that I made.
I'm scared given the context, but...
You ever walk into a bathroom at work and there's one urinal in one stall and somebody's already peeing in the urinal, but the stall's free? You could still pee in the stall, right? But if it's the other way around, like you have to poo and you walk into the bathroom and the stall's taken, but the urinal's free... You can't just poo in the urinal.
What do you mean you can't?
You know, I have a question.
You're not allowed to. It doesn't work that way.
Doesn't mean you can't.
So
you shouldn't.
So,
don't tell me what to do.
So you know, Cal State Fullerton has like in their new structures they have all gender restrooms, right? So
yeah, so that's awesome.
So the question to you is, should they get rid of urinals?
Probably not. I don't know. Maybe.
Should they? Because the all gender restroom that they have, the big one that they have there, is all stalls, no urinals.
That's so great. Like, that's awesome.
That sounds fine.
Take the gender politics out of it completely. That's amazing to just have your own little private booth.
No. Yeah, it's fine. But, like, when it comes to, like, convention centers and stuff, like, actually, okay, so this lady I know at her job walked into a restroom and then saw some dude urinating in the restroom, and it was an all gender restroom, right? So she did her business mm-hmm. while he did his, right? And then she walks out and she made a Facebook post about how awkward it was that some dude was urinating there.
Well, was there a urinal in there
while she was, you know, washing her hands and stuff? And I'm just like, this is equality. Like, what? Why? What's the problem here?
Oh yeah, but also like, it's not really that big of a deal. Like
it's not, but when you're in crowded situations like a convention center, like you want urinals there because you don't want a line to like build up.
That's true. They do fit more urinals, but at the same time, are there enough stalls? Like,
yeah, like, well, I'm in favor of stalls, and it has nothing to do with politics. I like them just because, I mean, it's far more private.
No, it's not political sense aside. My only issue is it removing urinals and only putting stalls and then having like lines just increase because men and women are using the same restrooms and you have this like obscene line of, you know, because urinals, you do your business, you wash your hands, you leave, right?
Well, yeah.
But with a stall, you know, it's a little bit more of a process.
Well, I don't think they're required to make them. It's just businesses who want to. That's great because it's comfy.
Yeah.
The American bathroom system was designed by psychopaths. The urinals are super close. They have oddly not enclosed little stalls, and it's just weird.
Wait, so who invented it?
In Europe,
it?
A lot of the bathrooms that have urinals just have no barrier between them.
I mean, it can be awkward, especially like if you go to the, I think at the, yeah, like at a park or at a beach, like some of the restrooms there, like the toilet's just there. There's no stall, you know, it's just the most awkward thing. It's like, am I going to take a dump here? Like, I don't want somebody walking in on me, you know, like
that's why at convention centers, like instead of going to the bathroom, I'll just like go to a corner and I'll just poop in a bag and then save it and then take it home and put it in the toilet there.
Excuse me.
I heard this really interesting way of going to the bathroom at the beach.
Oh, the three shells method?
No. It's when you have to pee at the beach.
Oh, Ohan, so. Do you know what the three shells method is?
Well, wait, hold on. Let me finish this first.
I do.
So you basically dig a little hole in the beach on the sand, and then you lay down where your penis would be over the hole. And then you basically put your penis into the hole, pee, and you're filling up the hole, and you're laying down, and it looks like you're just laying down. No one knows that you're peeing into this hole. And fill the hole, and no one knows you just peed.
Joe, that's really awkward.
Well, I'm not saying like do it. I'm saying it's something I heard. It's funny.
Why would you do that? You're a Jew.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Why would you do that if you're Jewish?
Maybe we can get Alexis on this episode.
That's not an answer to the question.
Oh, hon, did you know that we had an Alexis episode recently? An Alexisode?
With your girlfriend? Oh, ex? Sorry. Apologies.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Too soon.
I didn't I didn't do that on purpose.
No, Alexis, the third co-host that we used to have.
Oh, this is somebody else.
Yeah, you know, Alexis Keating, the third co-host.
You just think all girls are the same people?
Fucking misogynist. I thought you were talking about the Amazon Alexis, but no.
The Amazon Alexa.
Oh, right. Oh. Right.
God. Hold on. Just get on the ball.
You giblet head.
All right. Sorry. Alexa. I don't think I've met Alexis or done an episode with her.
Oh, okay.
No, you haven't.
Was there a reason you wanted to bring this up, Joe?
Like, is she coming on right now?
No, that'd be fun if we had her on.
Like in general? Or
let's not hit her up now. Though, because it's too short notice.
Maybe. I mean, she's a pretty short person.
Mm-hmm. 4'8".
4'8"? Really?
For those of you that don't know Alexis, she is 4'8", but she wears heels, so she's actually like 5'11".
No, she's like 5'5" or something. Like,
yeah, she's like average height.
Just, yeah.
Yeah,
but shorter than you'd think. Like, she looks tall, but she's not.
You hear her voice, you think she's this big, burly woman. Just kidding. Big, burly.
If on the off chance that she listens to this, she's going to, like, I don't know if she's going to be upset with that or not.
No, I think she'll just laugh.
Or beat you up.
Finally, someone laughed at the Joe jokes.
Yeah, the first time someone laughed at the Joe jokes.
So why did you want to do that if you were Jewish, Joe?
Sorry, I'm sleepy.
Why did you say that, Ohan? By the way, I was curious. Like,
why he's Jewish?
No, you were like, why would you do the pee in the hole trick if you're Jewish?
No, exactly. That's what I'm asking. Why would he do it if he's Jewish? I mean, he...
No, but like, why would you ask me that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying.
You have money. Like...
Right, okay.
Go hire
which is not
somebody.
Necessarily true, but all right.
Just hire somebody to like...
No, he's just stating... several facts about you. Like, you're
Jewish. I have money.
And you do have money. Those are two distinct things.
So you just hire somebody to walk around with the bag.
I don't like to talk about my wealth on the show.
If you hadn't,
because it doesn't exist.
Where do you keep the Jew gold?
I just said I don't want to talk about my wealth. I certainly don't want to talk about my Jew gold.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's understandable. Like, if I had a hoard of coins, I wouldn't want to disclose the location of them.
Let's have more bathroom humor.
Joe is not the creative director of the show.
Wait, so you wanted to talk about kinks on this episode, or did you want to like wait for more people to be
I think Ohan's raring to talk about them.
It sounds like there's something that you want to talk about.
No. Well, maybe.
By the way, I know what they are, Ohan.
You know what mine are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And can you guess how I know? And it's not because of Joe.
Tell me what they are.
Okay. I think it's feet and gigantism.
Wait. Well, not gigantism. Giantess. How did you know? Wait, hold on. I'm going to guess.
Sure, it's come up on this show multiple times.
It has?
No, that's not the reason.
My Instagram?
No.
All right.
Wait.
Did you hear about it on my Tumblr? Maybe it was my Twitter where I talk about this stuff.
Wait, how did you find out? I need to know so I can hide it.
So the term is giantess? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get it right, Lars.
Well, gigantism is another form of like elephantitis or like, a, you know, like.
Oh, you're into that too?
Okay. Hell no. Okay. That's gross. I mean, no offense to people who have it, but no.
Yeah, I mean, all kinks are gross to people who don't have them.
Well, that's true. So now let me ask you this. Do you think homosexuality can be a kink?
So what's a kink? Like, cause the answer to that question depends.
Well, typically a fetish would be like your
fetishes are not quite the same thing though.
As kinks.
Right.
Well, I mean, foot fetish, giantess fetish. I mean, I call them kinks or fetishes. I kind of just merge the two words together.
People are pretty loose, though, with, like, a fetish when... Usually when they're talking about is a paraphilia, like, something that is technically non-sexual, and they kind of have to experience it. Whereas a kink is just something that you're... sometimes you're down for. Or
but you can even often, but you can also personalize it though, because like it's someone who's sexually attracted.
Like custom feet.
Well, no, like I'm saying, like homosexual. Like a lot of people have foot fetishes. A lot of people are afraid to admit that they have foot fetishes. But like, if you got like, you know, the homosexual like population being like less than 3% or whatever it is, like, and then you got,
I think
like,
it's more than that, but
well, four, I think it's 4% now. LGBTQ, I only said homosexual.
It's 4% of identifying.
Yeah. So, but like, it is still kind of rare. Like, how many, you know, homosexuals do you meet out of? I mean, even then, I don't really try to like.
You only like 9 out of 10 people these days.
Yeah.
Six each day.
I try to not think that just because I don't want to have sex define who that person is. But like,
I go up to everybody I ask, everybody I talk, are you homosexual? Are you homosexual?
But I'm saying like a lot
it's
of
you.
People.
You're the 4 out of 100.
Oh, are you cruising, Joe?
A lot of people are. What?
No, I'm just joking.
I'm saying a lot of people like, are grossed sounds. Out about foot fetishes because they don't have foot fetishes, right? But a lot of people are grossed out about homosexuals because they're not into, you know, the same sex as them.
Oh, and speaking of which, do you guys think it's okay to be skeeved out by that if you're not homosexual?
To be what?
Skeeved out by that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like, the idea of a heterosexual picturing homosexual sex being unpleasant. What do you guys think about that?
It's natural. It's not hating. Like, the thing is, like, I wouldn't consider that homophobia. I would just because like they're not really hating homosexuals. They're just disagreeing with it and just kind of finding it weird because they're not sexually into it. Obviously, if you're sexually into it, then you're okay, you know, whatever. But like, sure. If you're not sexually into it, you're just kind of be a little weirded out by it. And that goes for every like sexual attraction there is, really.
Yeah, to be honest, the idea of fucking a guy just sounds like the least appealing thing in the world to me. But that's because I'm not gay. Like, I don't think that makes it a kink, though.
Well, because people bring the word love into it as well. But I mean,
thing about it being a kink is kinks imply that something is optional, and a fetish implies that it's kind of not.
No, not necessarily. You can have a fetish that, like, you don't need to do every time.
That would actually... if we're talking about technicalities here, then technically speaking with the definition, that's... But if we're talking about loose uses of language, I suppose you could put it that way.
So you're saying if Ohan's got a foot fetish, then every time he has sex, it has to be, there has to be some type of worship of the feet? He could have what if one of the times his partner doesn't want to... Then he doesn't have the fetish
anymore.
I would
technically classify that as a kink.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. I don't need it, you know, because I mean,
if you
obviously
don't need it,
other,
it's a
other,
kink, I think you can call it a fetish. That's
fine. Weird. No, because I'm still sexually. The definition of like a fetish is basically being sexually attracted to something that's not normally sexually attractive, right? So
no, I think there's an added connotation there. To be honest, though, what we're arguing here doesn't matter. Let's just say, call it whatever you want. It does homosexuality imply or apply?
I'd say so.
It's more of a preference, less of like a thing.
Well, I don't see. I almost disagree with the word preference because it's not really like I prefer.
Sexual preference is different than other preferences. Like vanilla ice cream, you could be like, yeah, I prefer vanilla, but I could have chocolate. But a sexual preference is a different type of thing.
But what I was going to say is, for some people, you know, there are varying degrees of bisexual, but for others, like, if you're a homosexual, that's not something that you can just choose not to do. Like,
no, obviously it's something that you can't help. And
yeah,
something that's just
it's like
there.
Calling a hot dog a sandwich, because although it might technically be true if you are loose with the definitions... It's not best classified as that. Like calling homosexuality like a fetish or a kink just doesn't.
Yeah, but I didn't develop or choose my fetish. I was born with it.
I did
not develop it. Like I knew, like, as a kid, I remember, like when I'm like 6 years old, I felt it. You know,
maybe between 0 and 6.
It's kind of up for debate. I think I've never really heard. Like a fetish is something you're born with. Like, I don't know enough about the science behind that. So all I could do is really like just listen to people's thoughts on it. I mean,
well, it's like, I mean, how do you think you can develop a foot fetish?
I think the current philosophy on that is that it has some conscious ties to things that you experienced in childhood or traumatic experiences. But it's like one of those things where it would be impossible to really diagnose because you've had so many experiences. How could you pull one of those out and identify it?
Oh, I mean, there's also the theory of your central nervous system, like, you know, being intertwined, like you're the one, basically the part that's, you know, sending signals to your brain, to your genitals, is also intertwined with this part that's sending signals from your feet to your brain. So it intertwines with the genitals and the feet.
Maybe.
That's a theory that I read online. But I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. I mean, the brain's a messed up thing. You know, everyone's born differently, you know.
I heard, and this isn't necessarily that, you know, I guess it's kind of different than what you're saying, but it doesn't.
What he's saying is it's not true, basically, but he's going to present it.
My understanding generally about how fetishes form is like there's just something that happens. Like, let's say somebody's really into leather. It could be because sometime in their life they experienced something just having to do with somebody was wearing leather and it really impacted them somehow, and now they've got a fetish. And scientists Maybe. Don't really know a whole lot about it other than like something. I think
that
at least
sounds
some
right, but I mean I have no idea.
Wait, so back to my question is, how did you know?
I'm going to see if you can guess by the end of the episode, and I'll tell you at the end if you can't.
Is it my Tumblr?
No. Joe, let's punctuate this. What's yours?
What's my what?
Well, this is a kinks episode now. What's the kinks?
Oh.
I know Joe's fetish.
You do?
I do. It was one night at the park. We were on the swings.
Men. Okay.
No, that's not it. I don't remember what we talked about.
Oh, that's right, because it's not a fetish. Okay.
No, I remember it. It was hard not to forget that.
Shut the fuck up, Ohan.
All right. Oh, I don't think. Don't push it out of Joe. I think he's a little self-conscious about it.
So we should pull it out instead.
Maybe
he does not consent.
Maybe I don't consent to talking about this in front of our 16,000 fans.
All right. How about this? If you say it out loud and it sounds like it doesn't play, we can bleep it. We'll let the listeners be curious what it was.
Well, the thing that Ohan's thinking about is like...
incorrect, or...
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's like this...
Oh, well, you can preface it with that, saying Ohan was wrong.
What? Get out of here.
This is making me really uncomfortable.
Because it's real.
Dude,
am I incorrect?
Ohan just bared his soul about giantesses. I mean...
Everyone knows that.
Well, no. It was actually recently hidden. And I didn't, like, force it out of him either. Like, he could have said that you didn't want to talk about it. So I think if Ohan's being open, then now's your chance.
No. No way.
If it was wrong, just say the wrong, like, what was incorrect? All know that he was making
way.
It up.
He's not necessarily incorrect.
I'm very open about my fetishes, so, like, it kind of opens up other people to tell me their fetishes, so, like, and I've, you know, Joe was one of those people, so, I mean, a lot of people have told me some of their, like, ones that they're embarrassed about, and I understand why they're embarrassed about it, but, like, I think Joe's in that category. So, oh, I don't know if.
Wait, so you? So you were accurate when you guessed it, or?
No, I didn't. I didn't guess it. Like, I know what he told me what it was.
Oh, were you guys drunk together? And he was like, "Here's the thing."
No, we weren't drunk. We were just hanging out one night, like at the park.
He's just like, "By the way, that's gonna okay. I can give mine, I guess, if you want."
Go for it.
And move on. I don't have any. I'm into vanilla. I mean, I'm just not one of those people.
I love vanilla ice cream. Oh, yeah, that sounded weird.
Well, no, you're correct. I like vanilla ice cream as well. I mean, it's one of those things where people are like, oh, well, that's boring. But no, you can add stuff to it that makes it interesting. It's the best ice cream flavor. So, like, I agree. Was that a euphemism for something, or what?
So you have no fetish at all?
Nah.
Okay, so how do you know mine?
Oh, well, we'll reveal that later, but...
damn it!
All right.
By the way, you know how Joe's kind of being locked up like a vault right now?
Yeah.
Ohan? Well,
yes, I do.
I think that's because he values his security and privacy.
Yeah, that's for damn certain.
And if he values his security and privacy, he might want to check out NordVPN.
NordVPN? Well, what's that, Lars?
NordVPN is a service that offers a virtual private network on your computer. And what is one of the reasons why someone might want one of those, Joe?
Because they're watching porn and they don't want like their service provider to know. I don't know. Or they're downloading movies.
Can we do something that doesn't sound like you're just like a downed moose that's about to die and you just gave up? All
right. Well, I could think of a couple. One of them might involve maybe someone's downloading some movies and they don't want to get caught.
And let me clarify that we're not talking about illegal movies. We're talking about just stuff that you're downloading.
Yeah, you're just downloading something.
We don't know anything about the legality, but, you know, you just don't necessarily want to disclose your location at that point, or your IP. That's understandable, especially in places where your ISP might be a little bit oppressive. That's okay. You know, there's no judgment here, and certainly not from NordVPN either.
Does having a VPN protect your, like, account passwords and stuff?
Are you going to ask if it protects you from blue light?
From blue balls?
Yeah, it does not protect you from blue light. It does not protect you from blue balls, but I think it actually does. I think they actually have a Chrome extension that does help you protect that stuff, too. I highly recommend you actually check them out, Ohan. And how would they do that, Joe?
They would go... What is it, a website they go to?
No, they go to McDonald's. Yes, it's a website, dude. It's
McDonald's, you say?
It's nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
And you can use the code THEFIRSTPODCAST at checkout for 75% off.
Use the code THEFIRSTPODCAST. Go to nord.t1podcast.com.
Except without the cancer.
Go to nord.t1podcast.com and use the code THEFIRSTPODCAST at checkout.
How many percentage off do you get for that, Ohan?
I have no idea.
We just said it. It was 75%.
75%? That's amazing.
Yeah, 75%.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Nord.t1podcast.com. Thank me later.
Nord.t1podcast.com. Thank you, Lars.
You're welcome. Anyway, we were talking about kinks, and Ohan was very surprised, apparently, that I just don't really have any. Oh, okay. I guess I have kind of one, but it's not like... It's not
if
something
it's
I can,
in the BDSM category, hold your breath or save your.
It's not something I can produce, like if I want to, like at will. But like I'm into taller girls, like on the taller, not like giant, but like if I had to choose between a girl who is like 5'5" and 5'11", I would take the latter every time.
Yeah, I mean I'm 5'11". I wouldn't mind someone who's 6'2". To be honest,
Lars, aren't you 6'2"?
A woman that's 6'2".
This is perfect. This is perfect.
Ohan, what kind of genitals do you have?
Male.
Oh, there's the problem. Sorry, Joe.
Well, see, my Tumblr page on Tumblr was public for some reason.
By the way, you know how they just nerfed Tumblr?
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed about that, man. Like, I didn't use it very often, but...
Yeah.
Man, like, what's the point of that website anymore?
Yeah, like Craigslist. Really, after they removed the personals.
Did you hear about that, Joe? Like,
yep, it's true.
That was kind of the thing. It's like, yeah, there was also like a legitimate use for it other than that, but...
Do you know the reason?
Yeah. But that wasn't a good reason. That was just like, that's just kind of something that happens. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, because they just want to be family friendly, or was there a reason behind that?
No. No,
holy
go ahead,
shit,
go
it's
ahead
coming
on.
Down hard.
I believe there was an issue.
Holy moly.
I believe there was
Hold
an
on,
issue
gonna,
with it.
I gotta see this.
Really?
It's crazy.
While he's doing that, go ahead and tell me what it is, Ohan. Tell me his,
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna do that to him.
What is it? Oh, jeez. Thank you, Ohan. You're a good friend.
I'm not an asshole. Anyways,
Lars, if you want to know, just ask me in person. But it's not even a big deal.
Yeah, it's
not,
it's
then
really
what's
not.
The problem?
Shut the fuck up.
Anyways, I feel like the problem with Tumblr is
real quick though. Like, I feel like Joe, if he actually says it, it's probably going to be some really lame and anticlimactic, and it's like he's probably just building it up in his head.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
I mean, is it like poop or something? Like really weird?
It's not.
Is it getting weed on?
It's not.
Is it balloons?
It's not balloons. I'm not going to talk about this.
Is it animals?
No.
Humans are animals.
And he's gone. Oh, no, and he's back.
Anyway, Tumblr got boofed.
So I guess it was a pedophilia like problem in Tumblr. So they couldn't figure out how to like get rid of that. So they just decided to get rid of all porn, right? Or something like that?
No, not quite. There was an incident where a child pornography incident happened, and then Apple wouldn't want to have him back on the App Store. So they took it off, and it's really hard to say something about that without sounding bad, but it's kind of one of those ugly truths that it's going to exist in some form. So obviously we should do everything we can to get rid of it, but I don't think that's really a good reason to just remove all non-safe for work content. Well,
Tumblr could survive without Apple. What the heck?
Well, that means that no one on their iPhones can go to it anymore.
Just go on the browser and look up the website. But
people don't want to do that, though.
Yeah, people want an app.
I mean, Android, no, but it wasn't banned from Android, right?
Yeah, but that's like at least half of the market.
Well, now, NPC. Android's way bigger now. But the thing is that they get ad revenue on the Tumblr apps. And they're no longer set up on their mobile website for that. So it was like either redo everything and then just abandon Apple forever and alienate a lot of users, or just get rid of it, I guess. Or they could have just talked to Apple and said, you know, hey, shit happens. Like, we do what we can. I don't know.
Apple's shot themselves in the foot way too many times.
Yeah.
Like, shot themselves with heroin in the foot?
Exactly, yeah. That's mm-hmm. That's what he was saying.
All right.
Did you find out through my Reddit?
You have a Reddit?
Yeah.
I knew the answer was no as soon as Lars said, you have a Reddit?
Yeah, I know. What about my Instagram? Like, I didn't make a post on there once.
Oh, you make posts about it?
No, like one time. It's not NSFW. It's
one time you uploaded giantess porn to your Instagram?
No, okay. I'm just going to link it.
All right, let's take a look.
If I can find it. It's like way in the bottom.
Send it to everyone. Just post it in our general.
Yeah, if you donate $1 to our Patreon, we'll go ahead and have it as one of the rewards.
Give us your money.
Well, no. If you want to, you can. If you want to see Ohan's feet.
How's your Patreon doing?
8 or 9 people are following us.
Nice.
Yep. We're just kind of waiting on you.
Oh, I mean, just keep talking while I link it, I guess. But I'm still just trying to find it. Oh, wait, never mind. I found it.
Joe, is it Tyrannosaurus's?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Here it is.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, Ohan. What? I mean, why does she have to be destroying the building?
Oh,
Ohan, did you watch Dude, Where's My Car when you were a kid?
Oh, did you? Because that might explain something.
That explains it.
No, I didn't watch. I knew about it when I was like 6, dude. I'm telling you, it just kind of came in naturally.
Yeah, yeah, real naturally. You didn't walk into the living room and this was on.
If you haven't seen that movie, you should see it. You will really like that movie.
You would really like the final scene.
Yeah, but it's not something that you discover, dude. I'm telling you, like, obviously, if, like, once you hit puberty, and then once you watch Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and get turned on by it instantly, it's not like I chose to be turned on
by
it. What
do you mean,
like,
once you hit, we've all hit puberty already. You don't have to, like, what are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying, like, because you're saying,
Lars,
like, this is...
Lars, you clearly haven't hit the same puberty Ohan has, so once you do that...
Well, yeah, Ohan had, like, ultra puberty where he's like, I'm Ohan.
Well, like, at first, Ohan was like, hey, guys, hi. Like, you remember back in, like, the first episode we had him on, he was like, hey, guys, I'm Ohan. Oh, sorry. My balls dropped. I got to masturbate. Or, like, whatever he said.
Yes.
You guys remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time he ever ejaculated, yeah. That's gross. But...
Oh man, I mean, I was obsessed with this stuff like early.
So what's the appeal?
What's not, giant sexy women. What's not the appeal?
Do you want to just like crawl all over them or like what?
I guess in a psychological sense, nurture comes to another factor, but like, but another thing is like the foot fetish kind of intertwines with the giantess fetish too. Cause here's the thing, like when you got a fetish, like there's a lot of factors that play into the fetish. Cause like, let's say with giant, like some people like, being held in the hand. Some people like vor. Some people like, feet. Some people like, insertion.
That's the one downside, is that even in a hypothetical situation, which they existed, you couldn't insert. I mean, how does that work?
What do you mean? Just sticking a tiny person in your vagina?
Oh, you meant like the whole thing? Oh, I thought you meant like having sex with them.
What would you do? So what would you do? Just crawl up inside there and wiggle around?
Basically. I mean, there's porn of it. But like I said, I'm into the feet and the nurture of it.
Can you send us one of those videos? Just clarify to the general?
That there was porn of it. We know that.
Like,
that's rule
34. Here's the thing. A lot of people are into like being eaten, being crushed, and I'm like, I don't want to die. Like, it's just a sexual fantasy. You know, a lot of people want to like.
Oh, so dying is the sexual fantasy?
For some people, yeah. For me, it's not. Like, I want a giant girlfriend, not a freaking giant like bitch that's gonna kill me.
Oh. Well, sometimes those are the same thing. I mean,
well, sometimes you want a giant girlfriend and you're stuck with a giant bitch. Well,
actually, the artist that drew this picture here, it's called the image is called Psycho Girlfriend.
She looks psycho.
By the way, do they have to be attractive? Because I mean, yes. The picture in this question is like, if she was normal size, like I would like she looks like an attractive woman.
Well, except that she's got like gray, like greenish gray skin.
Well, dude, that's just the reflection of the light. That's
But they pretty. I mean, yeah, dude. I mean,
okay.
Hold on. Yeah, I mean, attractiveness. I mean, dude, like just because I have a foot fetish doesn't mean I'm attracted to all feet. Someone's like, "Why don't you become a foot doctor?" I'm like, that means I got to deal with ugly feet too. Okay, that's no.
So you're not. Yeah. So if like a hulking, sulking, like woman beast, man bear pig who is like 80 feet tall came knocking at your door, you wouldn't be like, hey.
No.
Okay. I mean, imagine there's a woman who's like, I really love penises, so she becomes a penis doctor, and now she sees all the deformed penises all day long.
Yeah. That.
All right, well, imagine drowning.
That was unpleasant.
Did you do it, Owen?
Yeah.
Just imagine
In her vagina?
No, that's... No.
No.
Splunking?
Well...
You could be drowning in her vagina if she's drowning in the ocean.
Look, okay, let's say this giant girl. Let's say you were naked and this giant girl, like, you know, threw you in her mouth and like threw you around her tongue, and you just had like, you know, your penis is rubbing up against her tongue.
The difference here is that like Joe and I are kind of like, oh, and Ohan's like half torqued now. Like that's why we don't have the fetish. That's.
Well, another thing would be like, let's say if she wasn't that big, right? Like, let's say you were like a foot tall and she was like 6 feet tall, right? But she'd pick you up and, you know, give you a giant blowjob. I don't know. There's like a bunch of different.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know, man.
It's not my thing, but if you're into
this. This is me. Yep. Stop judging me.
Leave Brittany alone. Yeah. All right, Joe, go ahead and spill it.
It's fingerprints.
Bullshit. No, it's not.
Fingerprints.
Is that a thing?
No. It's not. I'm also not going to talk about this.
Talk about what?
Didn't you say spill it?
Dude, Joe, it's not even that big a deal. Okay, like, there was this one guy who told me he's into, half the anime community is into loli for some reason, but this one guy told me he was into, like, chicks wearing diapers and...
Oh, I adult baby was, fetish or whatever.
I wouldn't say adult baby fetish. More like he just likes it when the chick wears a diaper or something.
I'm going to recommend my mom doesn't listen to this episode in particular.
Yeah, I was going to say this was kind of an odd episode choice for our. I guess it's not.
I didn't really think you guys would have taken my suggestion for making a kink episode seriously. But
I didn't know about it until we were already recording.
I think this has been a very informative thing so far. Like, I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell he knows my kinks. Can't be. If it's not this image, if it's not my social media, Did you just Google search my name and something popped up?
No. I guess I have kind of another one that's not really a kink, but it's like a preference. I like the voluptuous type.
Voluptuous? Like, yeah.
Like, thick. Like, not like overweight, but like, well-proportioned.
I guess if, stacked. I guess if I had a type, it would be like, kind of like round face, like high cheekbones,
like Pac-Man?
Pointy chin, you know?
Voluptuous is sexy, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Like, it can be. I mean, there is a breaking point when it comes to being overweight, though. Like
well, I'm talking about like figure, kind of.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, voluptuous is great, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about Joe? I mean,
yeah, voluptuous is fine.
Voluptuous
is all right.
It's all right.
There's a fine line between. God's no, gift, I mean. Dude. There's a fine line, though. I mean, Lars, you yourself are a little voluptuous, so that makes sense that you be into that. I'm, like, really skinny, so I guess I like girls that are, like, probably skinnier than you do, but that's fine.
Well, I don't feel like it has anything to do with my size, but, I mean, yeah, I guess maybe if, like, you're skinny, you would want to, like, that you might find that appealing, I guess, so you guys can, like, rub your bones against each other or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you subscribed to Voluptuous magazine?
Is that a thing?
I just Google searched Voluptuous on image search and like this magazine brand popped up.
That sounds like a pornography magazine, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's like Playboy, basically.
I mean, I'm subscribed to it. That's how I know I'm not into Voluptuous. I'm just kidding.
So you're like, every month you get it and you're like, no, definitely not. So you're specifically into skinny women?
No, not necessarily. I mean, as long as like the, you know, as long as she's hot, but I just normally, I don't know. I mean, I'm not too picky, about like how much body fat, as long as it's not like too much, like curves in the right places are fine. You know, when you say voluptuous, I assume you don't mean like a 300 pound.
How do you keep saying it like that?
Voluptuous.
That can be another Joeism, I guess.
Voluptuous.
Along with what have you and.
Wait, what's wrong with the way I say voluptuous?
Don't feed the troll on. Let's just move on.
I'm just trying to figure out how do you know. So I can get rid of it.
I wish you luck on your quest.
But you said you're going to tell me at the end of the episode.
I am.
Wait, did Joe tell you my kinks before this episode?
I don't think
so. That would be a real high violation of your privacy.
Yeah, I don't. Plus, I don't think I would. I don't think I even remembered until.
Did someone tell you?
You mean like a physical person? No.
Your mom.
Your mom tells me a lot of stuff, Ohan, but not that. Don't worry, but it's you don't have a leak, if that's what you're asking.
Then what the hell? Then how the heck would you know?
I'm not pulling your leg that it was not a person, by the way.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that's T1 Podcast. Twitter, T1 Podcast. You want to donate to our Patreon, that's patreon.com/T1podcast. You want to go to our website, t1podcast.com. If you want to send us an email for business reasons, or you just are obsessed with one of the co-hosts like Joe and want to confess your love, that's firstpodcastever@gmail.com.
I had a misunderstanding today when Joe sent me a message that apparently was forwarded from you, but I didn't know that, where he it sounded like he said he had a girlfriend again, and I was like, wow, that's really fast.
Okay.
They just broke up, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was humorous.
Yeah. So how do you know my kink?
Well, I mean, before I give the answer, do you want to give, like, your social media accounts and stuff if people want to follow Ohan, or?
Yeah, it's, Instagram.com/thefirstpodcast. And
damn it, Ohan, even when you're trying to shill us, you didn't give the right URL. It's Instagram.com/T1podcast.
Oh, sorry. Instagram.com/OhanGazarian. That's OhAn. I'm just kidding. But my personal one's Ohan Gazarian on everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming most people don't know how to spell Gazarian.
Well, they can just go to T1 Podcast, and they'll find him eventually. Yeah. And if they don't, they can just go to our Patreon. Anyway.
So anyway, where did you hear about the fetish from, Lars?
Should I reveal it at this point? I mean, is it?
I mean, you might as well. We've come this far.
Don't want to give Ohan blue light.
Blue balls?
I'll give you three more guesses, and then I'll reveal it.
Or you can give me a hint. If it's not a person, if it's not social media, then I have no idea. If it's not from Google search either. Wait. Hold on. Is it from Discord?
Well, people are going to see that now, by the way, Ohan. They're going to know from Discord.
Is it from Discord?
No.
Okay, then I have no idea.
That's guess one.
Okay, because I do have... I'm following a couple Discord channels.
A couple Giantess Discords?
Basically, yeah.
That's cool.
If it's not from any social media, then it's not from, like, YouTube, is it?
Nope, that's guess two.
Okay.
Do you post a lot of Giantess videos? I haven't seen any of them.
No, I mean, I watch some, but I always delete my history on YouTube. Where else do I even, like, we would even have, like, is it from Patreon?
You have Giantess porn on your Patreon?
Well, I'm supporting an artist.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Okay.
That's guess three.
Okay.
All right, you want to know?
Yeah.
I want to know, and I know the audience is dying to know.
So, I'm still waiting for an answer here.
I'm just delaying it just to be a dick. So the way that I found out about this, and it's kind of weird actually, is